Hello once again, and it's good to have you join with us. I want to thank you for coming and even spending this time with us here at Six Mile Cross Free Presbyterian Church. My name is Timothy Omerod. I'm the minister of the congregation here in Six Mile Cross, and it is our desire once again tonight to come around God's Word and to see what it has to say even to us. There's only one text of Scripture that I want to read with you this evening, and you'll find it in the book of Romans and the chapter 3, and it is verse 23. And the word of God there, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And I just want to simply look at this verse and other verses as well under the heading, "The Universal Virus." The universal virus. You know, there have been many plagues and many viruses that have come upon our nations and upon the world over the centuries. Let me just give you some of the notable ones that there have been. Between the years 250 and 262 AD, there was a pestilence or a plague that raged all over the Roman Empire. In some Italian cities at that time, up to 4/5 of the population was actually wiped out. It's estimated at that time that half of the human race would perish in those 12 years. Another notable plague was the bubonic plague that came upon the world in the 6th century. And it would spread all over Europe, and it would come in different waves at that time over the next 50 years. The years 1347 to 1348 would bring the Black Death upon the world. It's estimated that at that time, a quarter of the European population, which was in around 25 million people, would die because of the Black Death. And then, of course, 1918, just as the First World War would end, the Spanish influenza, in the space of 4 weeks, killed twice as many as all that had died in the actual fighting of World War I. You know, certainly we are in a time once again whenever mankind is being afflicted with yet another pandemic. We have seen many thousands, and even the number has reached into the hundreds of thousands across the world that have tested positive for this disease known as COVID-19. We have listened to medical experts who have come on to the radio, onto the news channels, and they have stated that they believe that the actual numbers and the accurate number of how many have actually been infected is much greater. It is the only thing that is talked about today. Everywhere you go, you will see signs in relation to COVID-19. Everyone that you talk to, whether it be on the phone or even those times when you're allowed into shops for groceries, and everywhere you go and everyone you talk to, it is the contemplation and it is the conversation that is upon everyone's lips. As you can see, it's even making its way into a minister's sermons. But in our time together, I want to highlight and to bring to your attention a universal virus. This COVID-19, yes, it has spread across the world, starting in Asia. It's moved its way and it's went into Europe, to America, both North and South America. It's went into Africa. And it is a virus that has really spread bit by bit. But the virus that I want to bring to your attention, the universal virus, it's not a virus that you will hear anything about in the news. It's not a virus that is motivating any government to fight or to act upon. It's not motivating any government to spend any money upon. It's not motivating any government to shut anything down in relation to. But yet the virus that I want to speak to you about is in every single country and in every single person. It's a virus of sin. It's the most dangerous and it's the most prevalent virus that is in the world today. The universal virus of sin. There's three things I want to leave with you in relation to the virus of sin. I want you to see firstly the source of the virus. The source of the virus. You know, the particular strain of coronavirus that has spread across the world, it's believed that they've been able to trace it back to an animal market in Wuhan City in China. And from that one location and from that one person coming into contact with it, and then that one person then coming into contact with others, that virus has spread throughout the continents and the countries of the world. The universal virus of sin can also be traced to a certain location. It can be located and traced to the very location of the Garden of Eden. It can be traced to a very particular time. And it can also be traced to the very man in which the virus of sin began. Romans 5 and the verse 12, it tells us, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." The virus of sin came in one man. His name was Adam. And Adam was there in the Garden of Eden at that time, and up until that virus of sin came in, everything was perfect. Up until that point, there in the Garden of Eden, there was no sickness, there was no pain, there was no disease of any kind in all of the earth. It tells us in Genesis 1 that God had created a perfect world, one of complete harmony, one where there was no problems or no issues of any kind. And God had created Adam on the sixth day, and he had placed him in that world. He had given him that power and authority over all of creation. He was the one who named every creature. He was the one who had that role and responsibility even in creation. And he was given a perfect world, and he was given one simple warning and instruction: what to touch and what not to touch. He had been given everything, as I said. God had given everything that Adam could possibly need in his life. He had given him the sustenance of every tree. He had told him in Genesis 2 and verse 16, "Of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat." In other words, he just simply was given the rein over everything. He was told, "You can eat of any tree but one." The verse 17 of Genesis 2, it tells us, "But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it." So God had given Adam everything. He had given him every tree, every single thing that he could possibly need to meet all of his needs in his life. And there was only one thing he was not allowed to touch. And God had told him, "Don't touch it." And he had told him also the consequences of disobedience. He had told him, "Adam, if you touch it, if you disobey me, if you go against my laws, if you go against my rule, then there's a consequence for it." In the verse 17 it says, "For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." So there was a big hazard sign. There was a big warning sign that was placed. God had given him so clear instruction: do not touch it. Take of any other tree, take of any other fruit, take of any other substance that there is, but do not touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And yet we read in Genesis 3 and verse 6 that Adam and Eve, they ate off that tree. And from the very moment of his very first sin, there in the Garden of Eden, Adam was dying. Within Adam, his body started to age. His body started to decay. From that point onwards, Adam would experience tiredness. He would experience pain. He would experience sorrow, sickness. All of those things would come upon Adam because of his sin, because of the entry of sin into his life. You know, every medical condition that is known in the world today, whether it be local, national, international cases, can be traced back to Adam's sin. There was no medical issues before the sin. Every single thing came in because of Adam's sin. Every hardship in life, every sorrow, every trial, every evil action, everything that is negative and wrong in this world, it's all found in that virus of sin that started in the Garden of Eden with Adam. That was the source of the virus. But then secondly, I want you to see the scope of the virus. The scope of the virus. We have watched on the TV, no doubt, and on our computers and on our phones over these last number of weeks and indeed the months as COVID-19 has spread from one country to the next. We have watched as it has entered into our country. We have watched as it has spread throughout every county within our country. But in reality, not everyone in our nation or in the world will get COVID-19. Medical professionals have said that there are those who will not even realize if they've had it or not. Some of them will only have a very, very mild condition of it. Maybe it'll only last for a very short period of time. And they might not even realize that they were ever infected in the first place. But the virus of sin is very much different. Romans 3 in the verse 23, as we read together, it said the words, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin is universal. Every man, every woman, every boy and every girl has sin within them. They have this virus within them. In Psalm 51 in the verse 5, it says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." You see, there's nothing that you can do to stop from having sin. There's nothing that you can do to stop a person from being born with the virus of sin already within them. A mother that is pregnant cannot self-isolate or social distance to the point where their child will come forth from the womb without sin. Rather, the virus of sin is still there. Because the mother has it, and the father has it. Every single person has the virus of sin within them. You know, the symptoms of the virus are very vast and varying. In a child, it can be simply the way that you can see disobedience. It can be nastiness, it can be spoiltness, it can be that aggressive attitude towards others. And as a person gets older, the virus of sin, it becomes stronger. It takes an even greater grip upon the person. And it's even easier to detect as that person moves throughout life. We can see the virus of sin coming out. The symptoms can be rebellion towards God. Rebellion towards His word. Rebellion towards His day. Rebellion towards His people. We can see the virus of sin, the symptoms of it even coming out in evil thoughts, in evil words, and even evil actions one towards another. It's everywhere. It's in the young and it's in the old. It's in the rich, it's in the poor, it's in the government, it's in the leaders, it's in all of the people of the nations, every single person, regardless of their standing, regardless of their color, their class, their creed, every single person has sin within them. You know, another thing that has been mentioned over these days is the mortality rate. The mortality rate of the virus of sin is very grave reading indeed. It is believed that within our nation, they're hoping that COVID-19 will have a mortality rate of about 0.5 to 1%. According to the World Health Organization, the mortality rate across the world in relation to COVID-19 is in around the 4.5% mark. The MERS virus of 2012, it had only affected 2,500 cases, but yet the mortality rate at that time was 34.4%. But the mortality rate for sin is even greater. It's even greater than 50%. It's even greater than 60, than 70. The mortality rate for the virus of sin is 100%. James 1 and verse 15, it says these words, "Sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death." Romans 6 and verse 23, it says the wages of sin is death. Everyone who has sin is destined to die from it. It can take a young person. It can take an older person. You see, death is no respecter of age or of person. Just as the COVID-19, it affects every different age group going. You can see the young being affected with it, and they have been. You see the older generation being affected, and they have been. And sin affects all age groups. and it kills all age groups. You can go to any graveyard in the country. You can look at all of the different tombstones. They'll have people's names, and they'll have the date of their birth and the date of their death, and you will see there are different ages that have died. You will see children. You will see teenagers. You will see adults. You will see elderly. All of them succumbing to the great virus of sin and to death itself. Yes, COVID-19 is a very serious pandemic, a very aggressive virus. But my friend, I want you to know this: sin is deadly. Sin is universal. You were born with it. And so was I. The minute we were conceived, the minute that we were born, our bodies were already dying within us. And only God knows how long we have left. Hebrews 9 and the verse 27, it tells us it is appointed unto men once to die. My friend, you won't miss that appointment. That day is coming. And only God knows how close it really is. The virus of sin, it is very serious. It's very solemn when you consider that everyone who contracts sin, everyone that has it, will die because of it. When you consider what sin has done, and you consider what sin is doing, I praise God today that there is a cure. So I want you to see, thirdly and finally, the salvation from the virus. The salvation from the virus. Romans 6 and the verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death. But then there comes a but. You know, the buts in Scripture, it gives us a complete change of direction. It gives us a complete change of setting, a complete change of emphasis. It's a complete 180. It's a complete turnaround. Yes, sin has 100% mortality. Doesn't matter what steps you take yourself, whether it be the washing of your hands, whether it be the cleaning of everything that you have, and you scrub yourself down and you do your very best to make yourself look as clean as possible. Ephesians 2 and verse 9, it tells us we're not saved by works, lest any man should boast. See, you can't save yourself, and you can't cure yourself from sin. And you can't stop yourself from getting sin. You can't stop anyone else around you from getting sin. And spiritually speaking, man has sought to come up with many different vaccines for sin. They've sought to come up with different ways to appease us and to calm us and to even cleanse us from our sins. You think of the many different religions that there are in the world. And all of those different religions are telling you that do this, do that, and you'll have peace. You'll have that sin taken away and you'll have a place in heaven. The different lifestyles, the different things that men and women have tried over the years to give themselves peace, to give themselves freedom from their guilt of sin. Yet the success rate of all of the religions, the success rate of all of the lifestyles is nil. Completely flat zero. Why? Because there is only one cure for the virus of sin. Romans 6:23, it tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's only one vaccine for the virus of sin. Our 1 John 1 and the verse 7, it tells us the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. See, that's a wonderful verse when you consider it. That disease, that virus of sin that is within you, and yet the blood of Jesus Christ, the vaccine that is needed for our sin, when it's given to us, it cleanseth us from all sin. An absolute success rate. 100%. Every single person that has ever had the blood applied to them, every single person that has ever come and been washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has been made completely whole, completely cured, saved from that spiritual death and from that place called hell. You know, in Numbers 21, there was a deadly virus that had came upon the Israelites. They had sinned against God, and God had sent fiery serpents into the camp. And every single person that was bitten and was injected with that poison off the serpents, they died. But the verse 8 of Numbers 21, it tells us, the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. In verse 9, it tells us, Moses made a serpent of brass, put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld a serpent of brass, he lived. You know, you can still see the serpent on the pole today. You look in the side of any ambulance, and it is the picture there of the serpent hanging upon a pole. That is the medical symbol that is given today, even within the health service and within the ambulance service, that there is that biblical reminder. And God has given the vaccine. God has given the cure. And likewise, for the virus of sin, God has given the cure, because John 3 in the verse 14, it tells us, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Christ Jesus, the eternal Son of God, was lifted up between heaven and earth. He was nailed to a cross. And he was suspended between heaven and earth, with blood flowing down from his head, blood flowing from his hands, from his feet, blood flowing from his back and from his side. And there upon that cross, he procured the salvation needed to save you from the virus of sin in your life. All you have to do is take it. All you have to do is take the vaccine that is there, and it is a gift. You don't actually have to pay for this vaccine. And no government will pay for the vaccine for you. You know, I wonder today if it came on the news that a vaccine had been found for coronavirus. A vaccine had been found and was now ready and available for each one to come and to benefit from. And I wonder if you were told in the news, well, all you have to do is simply come to a certain place at a certain time and take that vaccine. I wonder how long the queue would be. I would imagine that the majority of people, if not all, would be immediately leaving their houses, going to where they have to go to, getting into that queue, getting ready, getting even with that desire placed within them. I want that vaccine. I want to be cured. I want to make sure that I will not get sick and I will not die from this COVID-19. Yet the deadly virus of sin, the cure is there. It's available right now. The Lord Jesus Christ has purchased it. The Lord Jesus Christ has given us it. It's a gift. And all we simply have to do is come and take it. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to do anything. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's come up with the perfect remedy for sin. And all we have to do is simply come and take it. The virus of sin, 100% mortality rate. The cure for sin, 100% success rate. But I wonder how many will come and take the vaccine that is available for sin. I wonder, even where you are now, will you simply cry unto the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to cleanse you from all of your sin? Take away this virus that is killing you. To take away this virus that is going to leave you in a lost eternity. I wonder, will you even cry and ask the Lord, even now, Lord, save me. Wash me in the precious blood of Christ. Cleanse me from every sin. Make me whole. Let's have a word of prayer as we close. Father in heaven, we give thee all of the thanks and the praise for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his precious blood. We do acknowledge that we're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity. We've sinned in Adam, we've fallen with him. And Lord, we do acknowledge that our sins and that virus of sin is taking us to a lost eternity. But we rejoice in the cross of Christ. We rejoice even now, O God, that The vaccine is available, the blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanseth from all sin. I know that each one that is listening, and even many in our nation at this time, will turn and will even come to the Lord Jesus Christ. They will taste and see that the Lord is good, and they will put their faith and trust in him. Well, God bless us, we pray. Be near to us in these days. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to thank you once again for joining with us. I do pray that the Lord will richly bless. If I can be of any help, I encourage you, do not hesitate to get in contact with us. You'll find my details in the About section of the 6 Mile Cross page there on YouTube. My email address is there. My mobile number is there. And I encourage you even to get in contact with us. We'd love nothing better than to help you and to point each one to the Lord Jesus Christ. May God be with you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.